You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. Infrastructure spending. Remember infrastructure spending? It's starting to happen. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The White House is rolling out spending on infrastructure today. The Biden administration has announced around $27 billion worth of funding for bridge replacement and repair. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri. So this is part of the roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill President Biden signed into law last fall. And states are getting new guidance today from the Federal Highway Administration, and they can use the money for repairs, but also to build new bridges. The states will decide which bridges get the money.
And so how is all that funding allocated?
It's based on how much it would cost to fix the bridges in the state that are in the worst shape. According to the Department of Transportation, California has more than 1,500 bridges in poor condition, so it will get more than $4 billion over 5 years. New York and Pennsylvania will each get more than $1 billion.
And how far will this new money go, you know, in solving this problem that we have of crumbling bridges?
It'll make a dent for sure, but it's not enough to cover all the bridges that need attention. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association, which is a trade group for the construction industry, says about a third of all bridges in the U.S. need work, with more than 45,000 in poor condition. And it would cost almost $42 billion to repair or replace all of them.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.